For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We have a message from a listener by the name of Shauna who says that the trash talking about the girls and the nonstop negative commentary during the games, along with the behind-the-scenes phone calls and the texts about each other and who shouldn't be on the team, is exactly why Shauna doesn't want her 15-year-old daughter playing sports. But she already is. Maybe some of you listening can absolutely relate to this because some parents take it more seriously than others, and that includes their kids who are actually playing. They take it to heart. She wrote in over the weekend and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love you guys in the AM. Let me preface this message by saying, for context, I did not grow up playing youth sports, as we did not have the means to. That being said, when my daughter started club volleyball at 12, she was put on a high-level team. We didn't know anything about volleyball at the time. So we just said, okay. But I was shocked to find how vicious the parents were. The trash talking about the girls, the nonstop negative commentary during their games became too much. There's so many behind the back phone calls and text about who shouldn't be on the team, etc. She is now 15, and it is the same every single year, maybe getting worse as they get older. So this year, I'm not sure I even want her playing. I hate some of the other moms of these young girls. They're beyond catty. Volleyball isn't really a sport where you can sit far away and still be able to watch the game. I'm finding myself feel an immense amount of dread going to each and every tournament, and it's sad, but I actually have to wonder if she will be the source of that night's secret hate text by other parents. It is to the point where I just want to drop her off and pick her up after the game. For me, I just care if the girls have fun and are getting along. I don't really care if we win or if they lose. This is high school volleyball. It's really not that serious. I want to support her, but I just feel so much anxiety each game. Sometimes I wish she would just quit. Does anyone else feel this? Also, tips on drowning out the negativity would be helpful. I know the logical thing is to ignore, but it's so much harder to do that. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. This is so classic.
Growing up playing soccer, I used to experience this when travel soccer during tournaments. Parents were like,
yeah,
especially if you go out of town and they get drunk, they were nasty.
I remember when I was
aggressive.
Like literally in the sixth grade, I must have been like
11 or 12 years old. And my dad went to go sign me up for softball. And the guy, like, doing the signups looked at me, looked at my dad, and was like, it's too late. Should have started earlier. She's no shot.
Oh, really?
It's too late. It's too late for her. She should have started at 6.
What do they want to have?
Her softball career's in the toilet. It's like,
right. That's the mentality here, is that everyone that goes into sports at a young age is supposed to make a career out of it. They're supposed to get a full ride.
Too late at 12 is crazy. Diabolical.
Yeah, this guy took it serious.
Yeah, no.
585-252-9800. Would love your thoughts on this. We got a ton of parents that listen, a ton of parents where their kids play youth sports. Intern Joe, you've been... What did you play?
I played football for 16 years. So we had parents like this.
Beast!
We could hear them yelling at the coaches, yelling at their sons, yelling at other people's sons, yelling at each other.
It gives me the ick. It's so embarrassing.
From the field of play. Oh, in the middle of the play, we could hear...
Yeah.
I mean, there was this one dad. His name was Bill.
Oh, he's calling people out. Great.
Bill got himself banned from my high school's football games.
Yeah, because Bill's a loser. Yeah.
But, like, Bill would yell at his son, and he would yell at other people on the team, and we could hear him during the play. Like, you're trying to make a tackle, and you hear Bill yelling, he's on the other side of the field. No, he's not. I'm tackling the guy with the ball.
He's got his flask open.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Very relatable topic, because whether you're a parent or you've been a player on the field, you've witnessed this. You've seen it. Katie says, yeah, you're not alone. My 9-year-old played a recreational non-competitive flag football team through a church last fall, and there was an incident with a mom that still enrages me today. She tried getting another kid kicked off the team to give her son more playing time, accused him of using racial slurs against the other kid. She's a disgusting parent. Some people need to just chill out. What? My God.
It's not that deep. Honestly, like, it's giving that these parents never made it in their sport of choice. They never were good enough. They got cut. And now they're using their own children as prodigies to lift up whatever weird sport social agenda they may have. And it's just, ugh, God, I'm grossed out.
Yeah, it's almost Bill's always the ones
that... jacket that his friend let him borrow that one time. It's yeah. Like...
I love so the older weird. Dudes that still wear the Letterman jacket.
Like, you're 70.
I told you, right? My 43-year-old buddy that lives out on the other side of the country has still all of his accolades and high school football trophies in his bedroom. He thinks it's a conversation starter for when women come over. I'm like, dude, it's not.
The conversation to be had is, where's the front door?
Me displaying all my paper plate awards is crazy.
Good morning, guys. The only real advice I have for this is putting your kid in an individual sport. My daughter had to deal with this time and time again with other kids and parents, and it was simply too much drama. Now my daughter golfs and loves it. Yeah, the individual sport. Son, I know you're a star of the football team. From now on, you fish. Okay, great, Dad.
Okay.
Let's go over to Andrea Wayne in this morning. What's up, Andrea? I had to quit little girl soccer because of this. The coach's daughter and one other girl were the only ones that ever got any coaching. But the final straw was when they benched my daughter for the whole game. And when I asked why, the coach told me it was because we were 5 minutes late to practice. Turns out, it was another mom on the team who didn't like me, so to get back at me, she had to punish my daughter by making sure she didn't get playing time.
It's so political. Oh, okay. So stupid.
It's all politics.
Yeah. Whose dad knows whose dad and whose mom knows whose dad? It's just dumb.
Yeah. My father's been a coach for soccer in the community for over 30 years, and the stories he has year after year after year and dealing with some of these parents are wild. Mark says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Unfortunately, there's always seems to be those parents who think their kids are going to make it to a professional sports team. And they are often the ones who think their kid should have all the playing time. But the only thing you can do is distance yourself from it, go to the games, don't get caught up in the drama. Yeah, because, you know, if your kid is playing, they do. They want mom or dad or whoever they're watching them. That's going to be tough if you just say, okay, I'm dropping you off. See ya. I don't want to deal with the drama. Call me when the game's over. It's a bad look. Right?
Yeah. I mean, as a parent? It's kind of a bad look as a parent, but like...
Protect your own mental health.
I never cared if my parents were there. Like, I would always just try to focus on what I was doing. And if mom, dad, grandma, grandpa at the end of the day were there to pick me up, I was cool. Did you see the game? No? All right.
Oh,
move
yeah.
On.
See, that's where
it's
we were.
The parents that go to practice that kill me.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that bring the lawn chair?
Do something.
They post
do
up.
Literally anything.
I remember those parents. Oh, my God. They bring a generator, little picket fence. They just sit there the whole practice. You got nowhere to be? Go to, like, you know, go hang out at AutoZone. This person says, you don't need to pull your kids out of sports. You need to pull yourself out of sports. If your daughter is enjoying it, then teach her to have thick skin. And it doesn't sound like she's having trouble with it. It sounds like you are. And you may have to learn how to handle your own anxiety. There you have it.
Fair enough.
But pulling her out of sports because of what you're dealing with, I don't know if that's the right answer.
It might be, I mean, I don't know if it's a club team, you might be able to just find a different team where you don't have that history of drama with.
And we're talking high school.
Yeah.
So if she wants to play, this is what you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But man, what school is this? Because they take it seriously.
This is every school ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So annoying.
You're just going to have to distance yourself. But this is like this person was saying, it's every parent that takes this extremely seriously and they want the best for their kids. I mean, but the text messages and talking trash behind these 15-year-old backs, for what? Where is this getting you?
Nowhere. End of
it's
the day,
a self-fulfilling prophecy, so.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Shauna, for the parental confidential message this morning. I'm glad we got a chance to get around to it. If you guys do want to message the show, you can hit us up on our Facebook page at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.